We're with Gary Diver, who is a successful businessman and entrepreneur. Gary spends much of his time in the United States and in the United Kingdom and has a wealth of experience running businesses and investing in businesses. We pitched the question to Gary, could he give us the top three important ingredients that makes a successful business? Before we do that, Gary, please introduce yourself and maybe give a little bit of background into your career and the businesses that you have been involved with.
I'm Gary Diver. I started work in the corporate world. I have an IT background, so that's where I spent most of my working life. I worked for the first 10 or 12 years for a large multinational corporation and learned quite a lot about how businesses run, but equally importantly, what not to do in business. And at one point, I decided I was going to try my own business. So I started a business in the computers, marketing PCs back in the days when there were such a thing. And that grew. It morphed from that into selling a number of other products that fit within the PC environment, bearing in mind these were the early days of PCs. In parallel with that, I was involved with a venture capital firm being, if you will, a technical advisor. So I gave input on investments in computer companies. And that got me thinking about doing my own thing in that sector. So I then got involved by taking over a firm which had a significant amount of venture capital, but wasn't quite meeting their goals in terms of growth. We managed to grow that firm by a factor of five over 4 years. And at that point, I thought, okay, if I can do this for others, I can do it for myself. So then I moved out to being a small-time investor with small amounts of money. One or two were quite successful, others weren't. But in the over a period of about 20 years, I invested in maybe 12 or 15 companies. I started three, I took over two. Sadly, one went out of business, but the others all flourished and were either sold on to third parties or were morphed into other larger firms in a similar industry. I then retired, decided to move on and wanted to occupy my time with my passion, which was racing cars. So I bought into a racing car company, which was without question the worst deal I ever did. And that was a fairly expensive mistake, but at least it washed out of me that passion for getting involved in my hobby as a business. Then I came back to the UK. I took over a small management investment company in London. We did well, and when I reached official retirement age, which was a couple of years back, I retired, but immediately took over a company called Ultimedia here in Manchester, and have recently passed it on to somebody else to run. So that in a very short few minutes is my history.
Thanks, Gary. So what are the top three important ingredients that make a successful business?
I'm often asked this question and I answer it this way. The top three most important things in business are cash flow, cash flow, and cash flow, to emphasize the point. Without understanding, firstly, what cash flow is, and it is not how much money do I have in the bank, without understanding how to manage that, you will find at some point in every business, you'll reach a dip where there's not enough cash either in or coming into the business to allow you to continue operations. So my formula is very simple. Work out your cash needs over a 6 to 8 rolling week period. Calculate what's coming in when, calculate what's going out when, and look at the bottom line, because cash flow is nothing more than cash in less cash out and what's left over. But it's very important not to treat cash flow as a single event. It's a rolling, recurring event. My advice to people is plan cash flow out 6 to 8 weeks. And I say that because looking beyond 6 or 8 weeks is very difficult in a small business particularly. But you certainly know what cash should be coming in and out in that period, and then plan accordingly. If, for example, you look out and 6 weeks from now you're going to have a short-term cash deficit, go to the bank and ask for a loan. But whatever you do, do not wait until the day before you need it to go and ask for the loan. Banks appreciate businesses who manage their expectations. And you're not only managing your own expectations with regard to cash flow, you're managing the bank's. So if you can go along with a credible story about a customer being late on a payment, a particular requirement, you have to buy something you weren't expecting, most times you'll find them to be receptive to that.
Thanks, Gary. We'll be bringing more insights from business and entrepreneurship over the next couple of weeks, so please keep checking back on marketingstockport.co.uk.